It's the never-ending debate over for-profit schools' accreditation, the formal process of determining the competence of a college or university. Some accreditations are national, some regional. But what's the difference? That's the question I asked Vince Lechuga, an assistant professor of higher education at Texas A&M University, who has written extensively about for-profit institutions.
The national accreditation agencies, for example, primarily are serving what we would call, I guess, for-profit or career colleges. And what they're looking for is they're looking for these institutions to make sure that they're training and educating people for careers and professions. Regional accreditors are typically the ones that will accredit what we would call the traditional colleges and universities, the UCLAs and, Texas A&Ms and so forth. They are looking for different sets of criteria. So one thing that they look for is the faculty input and the faculty participation in governing the institution. That's one of the big criterias. And what we find in the for-profit sector is that faculty really don't participate in governing the institutions. They're primarily governed by the administrative ranks. In terms of which is better, there tends to be a view in traditional academe that regional accreditation is the one that serves as the golden stamp of approval.
Let's talk for a moment about who goes to these career colleges and whether or not they are doing themselves a service or disservice. I asked the Career College Association president whether or not they targeted African Americans. He said they do not, but the numbers suggest that African Americans and other minorities are drawn to these schools. Can you talk about that?
Sure. The for-profit institutions are doing a fine job of serving the underrepresented minorities. Part of what we have seen, or what I have seen within the traditional college and university structure, is that we have not been doing a very good job of trying to not only recruit, but retain the students once we get them here. The for-profit institutions do a better job of that. They're there, they take a customer service approach, and they say, you know, we're going to help you apply for financial aid. We're going to be here to help you get through the admissions application process.
But it's costing more, is it not, to go to these institutions, the career colleges, the for-profits, than it does to go to a public institution like yours or some of the others?
Typically, yes, it does cost more. There are two ways to think about this. If you look at the length of time it takes to get a four-year degree...
Let's talk about that point for just 1 second. Getting out faster. Does a degree, in your opinion, a degree that you could get, a baccalaureate, let's say, in 3 years, does that mean that that degree is not as substantial as a degree that took you 4 or 5 years to get?
No, I don't think so. When you look at the model, the for-profit model of getting students in and out within 3 years, basically what they're doing is the students are going 3 years full year-round. So they're going summers. It's not the nine-month calendar that we tend to use in the traditional college and university world, where it's September through May. It's, May through May.
Is it your view that career colleges, without naming any specifically, that this is something the public should be concerned about, the direction of these for-profit institutions?
I believe there should be concern in terms of wanting to know exactly what's going on here, because that is the problem right now, is that we don't really understand the career colleges. Because they're private and because they're proprietary, it's very difficult for researchers like myself to go in and do research and to try to understand what the quality of their curriculum is, what the quality of their faculty are. And the reason I use concern is because the revenues that they generate, 90% of their money is federal money. It's tax dollars. And so we need to try to better understand what the career colleges are about.
Vince Lechuga, thank you very much for the information.
Thank you very much, Tony. I appreciate the invitation to join you.
Vince Luchuga is an assistant professor of higher education at Texas A&M University and author of The Changing Landscape of the Academic Profession, The Culture of Faculty at For-Profit Colleges and Universities. He joined me from member station KAMU in College Station.